Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner, and it's time to get out your tiaras and your sparkly gowns, because today we've got a fairy godmother story.
Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, Fairy Godnephew.
This is the life. Family's gone, sun's out, I'm floating in the pool all by myself.
Ta-da!
What the?
Hiya, Wes. Oh, if I had a nickel.
And Owen?
Can you come out of the pool just for a minute? Pumpkin and I need to ask you for a favor.
Fine. Aunt Owen, I love you. But what did we say about poofing into existence without a heads up first?
I know. I'm sorry. I've been looking everywhere for you. Your mom said you'd be out on a run.
I was gonna, but it was hot, and there was the pool. And wait, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be off blessing babies and turning maids into princesses or something?
Hey now, fairy godmothers do much more than bless babies. We grant wishes, fulfill dreams, make people change their lives.
Yeah. I know the spiel, but why are you here with your dog?
I have a minor medical procedure today, and I forgot to get someone to cover my shift.
No, stop right there. Nope, I can't hear you.
But you're free all day, and because you're related to me, you'll be able to use my wand.
Oh, no. You're not asking me to replace you as a fairy godmother for the day.
Yeah.
No way.
Why?
I'm on summer vacation. Ask someone else who's not busy doing nothing.
All of my other blood relations are busy.
But what about my parents?
They're working.
Cousin Larry.
Jail.
Grandpa?
You know he's on the International Space Station. Come on, hello. You're the only one left, and this needs to be done today.
Fine, I'll do it. But you owe me.
You're the best.
And I'm not wearing the sparkly gown.
But the aesthetic.
Aunt Elowin.
Have it your way. Here. Take my wand.
Okay.
I visit each godchild once a month, and luckily today there's only one. So just remember the rules. No granting riches, no time travel or dishonesty, and don't summon any werewolves or real estate agents. Don't get me started.
Sorry, real estate agents? Not even Jake from State Farm.
It's all in the rule book. It has all the wish-granting rules, plus the names of my godchildren and where to find them. Here you go. Yeah, carry it with your thighs.
Why is it so thick?
Oh, lots of rules. Be sure to follow them, or the spells might get corrupted.
Whoa, corrupted? Corrupted how?
Look at the time! I gotta go. Here, take Pumpkin.
Stop. What? Ew, Pumpkin, stop licking me.
I can't leave him alone. He'll tear up the carpet.
Ugh. Wait, what? No. I agreed to fairy godmothering, not dog sitting.
I can't hear you. What?
And she's gone. All right, Pumpkin, let's get this over with. Quiet, Pumpkin, we're in a school. Why is this rule book so heavy? Hello? Anybody here?
Wesley, what a pleasant surprise.
Oh, hey, Miss Davis. You're teaching summer school? Nothing better to do?
Every summer, American history.
All right.
Oh, what a cute little friend you've brought. Aren't you a sweet little boy? Oh, I could just eat you up. Whoa, seems like he wants to eat me up.
Sorry, I'm supposed to find a... What does the book say? Leonard Anderson?
I go by Levi, but I think you already know that, Wesley.
You're the kid I'm looking for?
Guess so.
You're in summer school? Shouldn't you be training with the track team?
Mind your own business.
Are you here because you got caught cheating on the final in our history class?
1, 2, 3, eyes on me.
1, 2, eyes on you.
Nerd.
Back to work, class. Now, Wesley, that's nobody's business. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And your little dog, too.
I just came to say that there's a call for Levi at the office. It sounds urgent.
Very well. Levi, go to the office and take your homework with you in case you don't come back.
I will. Thanks, Ms. Davis.
Come this way, into the hallway.
Who's the call from?
There is no call. That was a ruse to get you out of the classroom.
What? Why?
I'm standing in for Elwyn today, and I have to grant you a wish.
You're gonna grant me a wish.
Oh, right. I should probably mention fairy godmothers are real, and my Aunt Elwyn is one.
Yeah, I know. Elwyn is my fairy godmother. She's been visiting me since I was a kid.
Oh. Well, she's out today, and I'm covering for her. And dog-sitting, apparently.
So where's the sparkly gown?
I'm doing this my way. Fast, simple, and with as little effort as possible.
For goodness sake.
Let's get this over with. What's your wish?
I don't think that's how this works.
Of course it is. Here, I'll help. How about $1,000,000?
I'm not allowed to ask for money.
Then how about super speed? Then you wouldn't have to waste all that time at track practice.
Did you even read the rule book?
I glanced at it.
This is so like you. You never put effort into anything.
Don't have to. Guess I'm just naturally gifted.
I don't have time for this. I have all this work to do before track practice, and I just...
Why don't I do a spell to make your homework do itself?
I still think that's against the rules.
This is magic. Who cares about rules?
You are awful at this.
Would it make your day better if you didn't have to do homework?
Yeah.
Then let's do it!
I really think you shouldn't.
Homework. Do yourself.
Whoa, it's working. The homework pages are flying around.
See? I told you we didn't need to worry about the rules.
Whoa, that did not sound good.
Whoa.
Whoa!
What's happening?
Huh?
Whoa. The homework's alive!
It's like a basketball-sized papery blob. Whoa! It tried to nip my finger. Bad homework.
How did this happen?
Having someone else do your homework for you is dishonest, and dishonesty is against the rules.
Aunt Elwyn did say something about spells getting corrupted.
What are we gonna do?
We?
Wes!
What? I granted your wish. That's all Aunt Elwyn told me to do.
You're just gonna leave me?
Yep. Here, you take the wand.
Come on.
The wand is stuck to my hand.
Ahem, rule book.
Don't tell me there's some kind of contractual obligation when you accept a wand.
Yep.
I can't leave until I do this right.
Bingo.
Dang it.
Poor you, having to put some effort in.
Says the kid in summer school for cheating.
You're the one who can't be bothered to read a rule book.
Oh, great idea. Oh. Okay, let me skim through the rule book, see if I can figure out how to fix this.
Wait! That thing swallowed the rule book!
And it got bigger!
Not again. It's getting away!
We need to get the rule book back.
Take this homework thing.
What? You did not just sucker punch the monster in the gut.
It threw up the rule book.
Oh, ew, gross. Ew, it's all slimy.
Just read it.
Wait, something's wrong. The words are all jumbled up. It's impossible to read.
The creature must have corrupted the book.
No, Pumpkin, come back. Pumpkin, no.
Oh, no. My homework ate your dog.
The monster got even bigger. What do we do?
Now it's a barking homework monster.
What's all this noise? I thought you two were going to the office.
Whoa, Miss Davis, look out!
Now your homework ate your teacher!
And it grew even bigger!
Do you have a hall pass?
It's talking with Miss Davis's voice!
It looks like it's still hungry! Run!
The bell doesn't dismiss you, I do!
Keep up, Wes!
I'm trying.
Come on, take her right here. We'll lose him around the corner.
We've run around the whole school. Please tell me we lost it.
Think so. Good thing that thing's not too fast. Look, Teacher's lounge! Come on!
Coming.
Lock the door behind you!
Done.
Let's hide out here for a second.
How are you not winded?
Year of track practice.
Track all you ever talk about, Crow? A personality.
You're just jealous I made the team and you didn't.
I am not jealous. Besides, I didn't want to be on the team anyway.
Right.
Whatever. I have an idea.
Not again.
Shush. I'm calling Aunt Elowen. She'll know what to do. Hurry.
You've reached the fairy godmother. I'm currently unable to take your call right now, but if you need anything urgent, please contact my nephew, Wes.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Hi, Aunt Elowen. It's Wes. There's a huge monster at the school, and he ate a teacher and your dog. Come quick.
What do we do now?
Wait for the stroke of midnight?
This isn't Cinderella. Would it kill you to read the rule book?
I can't read it. It's all scrambled, remember?
This is all your fault.
It was your dumb homework wish that caused the monster.
Are you being serious right now?
I saw the homework. It wasn't even that hard.
Just shut up.
It's literally multiple choice.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
All you have to do is read it.
I can't.
What?
Forget it. We need to figure out how to stop the monster.
You can't read?
I can read. It just takes a while.
What do you mean?
The letters get mixed up sometimes.
You're dyslexic?
Maybe. I haven't been diagnosed, though.
Wait, is that why you cheated on the history final?
I didn't want anyone to know.
I was wondering why you cheat. You always knew the answer whenever the teacher asked a question.
It's different when I have to read the questions.
You know, if you told the school, they might give you extra time on tests or something.
People already think I'm dumb.
Who cares? You won state last year. I'd give anything to be in your shoes.
That doesn't matter now. If I don't pass summer school, I'll get kicked off the track team.
Well, why doesn't Aunt Elowen just cast a spell and...
rule book.
Are you allowed to do anything with magic?
Magic isn't the end-all solution you think it is.
Then what's the point?
Elowen only ever does small, simple spells. The thing that really helps is her just being there for me.
Yeah, that's probably what I was supposed to do. Instead of creating a man-eating homework monster.
Which could be here any minute. We've got to figure out how to stop it.
The rule book probably has some in case of emergency guidelines, right? Ugh. If only the letters weren't still scrambled.
Let me see. It says, in case of corrupt spells.
What? You can read it?
When the letters look scrambled, I try to read it as phrases, not as individual words.
How'd you learn that?
Just practice.
Keep going.
In case of corrupt spell, you must uncorrupt it by setting it right.
Setting it right? What does that even mean?
We better figure it out fast. It could be here any minute. Dad!
No students allowed in the teacher's lounge!
It found us? Oh, it's oozing under the door.
We have to uncorrupt it. How do we set it right?
We could just set it alight. Burn that sucker down.
You want to set it on fire? Haven't you learned anything?
Oh, come on. It's made of paper. Magic wand, give me some fire! Ha! Take that!
Whoa! Wait, the fire's not catching. I think that spell corrupted the monster even more.
I guess burning it isn't setting it right.
Thomas Jefferson was the first president!
Whoa, what's it doing now?
Martin Luther King gave the Gettysburg Address!
Spitting out corrupted history facts?
We have to think of something or we're gonna get eaten!
Columbus sailed across the Pacific Ocean!
Just shut up! I can't hear myself think!
And it was the Atlantic Ocean!
Wow. Huh? Wait, the monster shrunk slightly!
Paul Revere said the Scottish were coming!
No, he said the British were coming!
The monster shrinking every time we correct it!
The only way to break a corrupt spell is to set it right!
That's it!
Taylor Swift was the first female American astronaut!
No, that was Sally Ride! We've almost shrunk it entirely!
Just one more!
The Declaration of Independence was signed on
the 4th of July! The monster's gone! It's just homework paper again!
We did it! Oh, Pumpkin, you're back! Stop.
Wait, where's Ms. Davis?
She's buried in the papers. Come on, let's get her out.
Oh, my head.
Ms. Davis, are you all right?
Not really. Levi, be a dear and help me up.
Of course.
Thank you. Let's end early today.
Don't worry about the mess, Ms. Davis. I'll clean it up.
Thank you, sweetie. I'm going to go lie down.
Let me help. It's the least I can do, since I didn't actually grant your wish.
At least I'm done with school for the day.
Here's your homework.
Thanks.
You know, I don't have anything important going on in the next few weeks. Maybe I could come by and, I don't know, hang out? Like how Aunt Elwyn does?
Yeah, if you want to.
Yeah, and maybe we could tell Ms. Davis about your dyslexia.
I don't know.
Come on, you knew all of those history facts off the top of your head. If you had the time to actually read your work, you'd totally be top of the class.
All right.
Awesome. And, in return for my help...
Help is a strong word.
You could assist me in...
What?
Practicing for track tryouts?
You want to try out again?
Yeah. I always wanted to be on the team, but when I didn't make the cut last year...
You decided it would be easier to mock from the sidelines?
Exactly, yeah.
You know what? I will help you.
Really?
But be warned, I won't go easy on you.
Maybe I'll just try a turn-into-a-good-runner spell instead.
Wes.
Kidding.
Good. See you tomorrow, 6 a.m. sharp.
6 a.m.? I'll be there.
Awesome. See you then.
Hey, the wand came off my hand. Fairy godnephew and magic user extraordinaire Wes speaking. Hello, Aunt Elwyn. How are you?
Wes? I just got out of my surgery. I think the anesthesia's still working.
Are you okay?
I had the strangest dream, but you were there. And a tin man. A man of tin?
Yeah.
Pumpkin. Where's my pumpkin?
We reversed the spell, and pumpkin's back to normal.
Goody, because I'm going to be out of it for a little while. Do you want to help out a couple more godchildren?
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Please? You do. You're a good boy. What day is it?
Hello, I'm Lisa Valentine Clark, and I played Aunt Elwyn. I picture Aunt Elwyn as a very flamboyant, beautiful, very loud dresser. I feel like she's got a lot of colorful fur coats, and she's got chunky glasses and a lot of jewelry. For sure, she's got some vibrant fuchsia and red lipstick, and her hair is always kind of crazy, but intentionally crazy. Like, she for sure got it styled that way. And for sure, chunky heels. Maybe a boot.
What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be off blessing babies?
Hey now, fairy godmothers do much more than bless babies. We grant wishes, fulfill dreams, make people change their lives.
Yeah. I know the spiel.
I think one of the magical properties of a fairy godmother that we're really drawn to is that we need help and they're instantly there. And we learn it in the story with Wes that just being there, that connection, that, hey, you're not alone in this. What matters is that presence of another person who believes in you and expresses that belief.
Magic isn't the end-all solution you think it is.
Then what's the point?
The thing that really helps is her just being there for me.
That's probably what I was supposed to do, instead of creating a man-eating homework monster.
There are real fairy godmothers in people's lives. My grandmother was a fairy godmother to me. I have an aunt that was very special to me. I think that there's something very special about the older, wiser woman in your life. Someone who's connected to you, who sees something in you, that just wants to share their wisdom, to be fun, to help you. I think those kinds of people in our life are kind of magical.
Gone.
Thank you so much for listening to our story. We had a blast making it, and we will see you next time on Kaboom.
Thank you, Lisa. You know, if you recognize that voice, Lisa is the host of the great podcasts, The Lisa Show and Council of Moms, taking a good look at life. Two great podcasts from BYU Radio. You're going to want to check those out.
They're available wherever you get your podcasts. And, you know, Lisa is just a tremendous improviser. She is so funny. And there were so many hilarious outtakes from her session. And we actually cut together a fun little reel on our Instagram. So if you didn't know, Kaboom has an Instagram. It's Kaboom_pod. And if you follow that channel, you can see all kinds of fun behind-the-scenes moments from recording Kaboom episodes. So go give us a follow.
Now, Brian and I love talking about every episode of Kaboom, and we love to hear what you think, too. So leave a review or comment on our Apple Podcasts, our YouTube, or Spotify channels.
Yeah, because reviews really do help new people find the show, and who knows, we might just read your review on the show.
Like this comment on the episode, The Basement of Doom. This comes from a listener on Spotify with the username Hurricane of the Storm Wings. And they say, that was so cool. I actually requested an episode where a D&D campaign came to life. So I'm wondering if y'all used my idea, LOL. Even if not, this was still an amazing episode from an amazing podcast.
Oh,
so fun to hear that.
That is great. Thank you so much. And you know, that idea came from the mind of one of our writers, but we do read every single comment, and we love getting suggestions from you, our listeners, for future episodes. So if you've got an idea, leave it as a comment on Spotify or YouTube, or email it to us at kaboompodcast@byu.edu.
And it's really cool that there are other D&D fans outside our Kaboom writer's room, right?
Oh, and, Sam, it's huge. Yeah.
That's right. And we'll see you back here in 2 weeks for the next Kaboom adventure. Fairy Godnephew was written by Kay Hendrickson and directed by Brian Tanner. The cast included Jake Jameson as Wes, Soren Ray as Levi, Lisa Valentine Clark as Elowen, and Liz Christensen as Ms. Davis.
The sound team was led by Trent Reimschussel and Dan Carlisle, with engineering by Gracie Davis and James Call, and dialogue and sound editing, sound design, and mixing by the team of Jim Kassler, Charles Clark, Hannah Evans, Aaron Finley, Luke Gunnarsson, and Dallin Nielsen. This episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Kay Hendrickson, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom writing team includes Kay Hendrickson, Garrett Gunnell, Carrie Griggs, and Paige Jensen Rutter. Our theme music was written by Sam Clausen. All Kaboom original art was created by Adrian Walsh, and Ikaika Kamimoto is our marketing manager. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.